B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So. Hey, he's here, everybody.
Yay.
Well, what's up, DaBaby? How are you?
Blessed. Pleasure to be here.
Charlotte's very own DaBaby is here. Now, listen, that's Loren. I'm Manny.
How you doing,
Loren? And I'm Roy.
On? Look up behind you on that TV. There's Roy.
Hey, bud. You've been up there watching me the whole time. I didn't even see you up there, bro. How you doing?
Sorry,
you
dude. Doing? I wish I was in the studio. We just have a small studio, so they wouldn't allow us to
be
so close.
I like the way y'all putting it together. It's dope. We making it happen. We're adjusting.
Roy goes, should I stay in here or should we let DaBaby? We go, you get out of here.
Oh, man. It kicks you out. Y'all could have put me on a TV screen.
We'll put DaBaby in here.
For sure.
So born and raised in Charlotte or did you?
Nah, born in Cleveland, Ohio. I've been in Charlotte since I was like 6 years old. You know what I mean?
Yeah, where'd you go to school?
Yeah, so I've been here for my entire life. I went to school, elementary school. I went to University Meadows, middle school, James Martin High School, Vance.
Vance.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yep. Nice. And we are so happy that you have made it. Listen, we love when Charlotte gets national play and when you wear the Hornets gear and you're on national TV.
Oh, I mean,
to see you on SNL with that Charlotte jersey, I was unbelievable.
Did I make history or not?
You did. For sure.
We have so much that we want to talk about, so much that we want to do. Tonight is a debate, so I figured what we could do first is debate DaBaby.
Let's do it.
Netflix or Hulu? DaBaby, you go first, and you're going to debate Roy.
I like Netflix better than Hulu.
Netflix. See,
if
I'm a Hulu.
If you put the Amazon Prime thing in it, I would have went with that. Amazon, that's better than Netflix.
I will agree.
Sure.
I agree. Amazon Prime has stepped up.
Yeah, for
They've stepped up.
For sure.
Okay.
I thought for sure you'd go Hulu.
Nah, I don't like Hulu. Hulu, it ain't as easily accessible, I don't think, as Netflix.
That's true.
Why I think I go with Netflix.
What's your favorite show right
Even
now that you're watching?
The way the whole platform is set up, like Netflix, is just so a child can get on there.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? What's my favorite what?
What are you watching right now?
I like on Netflix or just period? I like
just
Power.
Period.
I like all of 50 Cent's television series, that Four Life show, Power, all the Power spinoffs. I like all of them. I don't really watch a lot of TV, though. I watch sports on TV when I watch TV. I watch sports.
Dude, you're busy.
Yeah, and
you came out with three albums within a year.
Within a year, absolutely.
Like, how did you...
My breakout year at that.
I know, at that, your breakout year. How did you do that? Did you have all these songs kind of in your head and you knew it was going to be three? Or
I don't even record like that to where I record. Well, I haven't before. I'm doing more of that now, but I never really, like, piled on, like, 50 songs. I had 100 songs sitting around and then chose 12 of them or 13 or what have you. Like, when it's time to record, or when it's time to put out a project, once the data set, I go from
Love that,
that point. Yeah, so all my music is fresh, is how I'm feeling at that time. It's not, I hate revisiting, you know what I mean, songs, because that's all it is with music with me. Like, I'm genuinely, like, expressing myself, you know what I mean? It's how I'm feeling at the moment of making the music. So if I wait a year to get behind a song and push a song and I got to go rap it every day and talk about it every day, that's not what my life is at the time. And now I'm moving backwards. I'm bringing energy back that I've grown from, you know what I mean? So that ain't how I like to approach my music.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. That is DaBaby hanging with us.
For sure.
Here on Kiss 95.1. We're playing Rockstar. We're playing My Oh My.
For sure.
Levitating with Dua Lipa. These collabs are really good for you, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I'm most definitely I just showed the world that I was a rock star. Now they finding out I'm a pop star, too.
I love it.
I'm just versatile, man. I'm many things. You know what I'm saying? I'm many things. So a lot of these features that I'm doing now, like, you know, they definitely highlighting, like, my versatility.
So let's talk about this haunted house.
Yeah, this haunted trail, Nightmare in Carolina.
Nightmare in Carolina. So how did this come about?
You gotta be there. I got a friend that I do business with. He owns a construction company, and he owns a lot of land all throughout North Carolina. So he's been poking me about it for, like, the last year. You know what I mean? We gotta do a haunted trail. Let's do a haunted house. I guess it's something he always wanted to do. I really wasn't, you know what I mean, too excited about it. Brush it off.
Bro, I got three.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Al albums I'm trying to get. I don't have time for a bunch.
And that's why I got it. You know what I mean? I'm like, bro, like, you got to understand, like, you know what I mean? Like, when I can pop in and, you know, 10 of that, let's do it. So the second I did, you know, he caught me right on time. He must have been paying attention to me once he saw me get ready to get some time to chill. You know what I mean? Let's do it. You don't want to do it? Like, let's do it.
Is Halloween your Christmas? Are you one of those people?
Nah. Oh, no, absolutely not. How'd you get
roped into this? You just...
Nah, I mean, it's like I like to be busy, like swamped. Like, I gotta be like busy, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, like, I love to bring things back to the Carolinas, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so
dude,
it's
totally.
Definitely, especially right now, it's nothing to do. So if we can create a fun, safe family environment for people to come and have fun, get scared, and it's going with a traditional holiday, so to speak, at the time.
Yep.
Those types of things. I'm gonna do everything I can just to make sure people got a place to come enjoy themselves and blow off some steam.
What are you going to dress up as? Exactly. Scare? Are you going to be scaring people?
No. I'm not one of the people scaring people. Yeah, I'm scaring myself out there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I go through it. I went through it with my entire family, man. It was. I had a ball. You know what I mean? I took my nieces, everybody. It was crazy.
That's cool. You got on our radar here with the Camilla song that we play, of course. But then I know our sister station, Power 98, you headlined their concert last year. Something happened and you weren't able to come to Bojangles. Right, and right.
Something happened with the jet when I was leaving. I had just did a show.
But the show had started and everybody, Megan Thee Stallion was there. But you, dude, it meant a lot to the city you made it up to them. Because you could have easily just been like, sorry, I'll catch you on the backside. But DaBaby, that meant a lot, dude.
Yeah, no, that definitely was major. And just to see the way that they responded to that, it was a beautiful thing. They ended up live streaming me from a FaceTime call on the screens, on the jumbo screens at the Coliseum. And everybody lost it. Like, I can hear their reaction from where I was, you know what I mean?
You care.
On FaceTime, absolutely. You know what I mean? That was like my homecoming show since I had broke out. You know, that was my first time coming back around. And then it's at a legendary venue in Charlotte, you know what I mean, being the Bojangles Coliseum. So I was definitely looking forward to it. Like, that was the show that I was looking forward to than anything else on my calendar at the time. I was ready to go back.
Do you remember, like, we've interviewed, of course, a ton of people on this show, and a lot of people will say, you know, they remember, like, kind of the moment. They're like, oh, I put out this song, and next thing you know, it went viral, blew up.
Right.
Is there a certain moment that you remember you were like, oh, crap, this is going to be huge. Like, something's happening.
Right.
Or did it all happen so quick at once?
Yeah.
No, it didn't. It actually, you know, it was a long journey to get to where I'm at. It was probably when I dropped the Walker Texas Ranger music video, which I dropped New Year's. Like, I dropped it when the ball dropped on January 1st, 2019. And it was just a whole different style of a music video, a whole nother level. Shout out to the Real Ghost, shot it with them. And from that point on, we just took off running.
Love it.
We got to take a break here on the radio. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep DaBaby for a couple more minutes. We're going to talk to him. We're going to record it. We'll put it up on our podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app. I see your daughter's here.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's her name?
She's adorable.
My baby, Serenity.
Serenity. She is so adorable.
Thank you.
I want to get, because Halloween is right around the corner, and you have this haunted trail.
Absolutely.
Nightmare in Carolina. Yep. I want to know if you've ever felt like you've been part of a haunting in real life, like if there was a ghost story, anything like that.
Absolutely not.
Don't say no yet, because I want to drive people to listen to it.
I can't even play around like that. And I ain't trying to invite no new ones by playing around like that. Oh, no.
You don't want to play the Ouija board? We brought the Ouija board for DaBaby.
No, sir.
All right. Thank you for coming in.
I appreciate y'all having me. I really do.
We are going to record a couple more minutes with DaBaby. You can go check that out on the Kiss95.1 app or wherever you listen to podcasts. DaBaby, everybody.
For sure. Thank you. And I also dropped out some gifts for you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.